Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive of negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we visited Morondoy, an angry Shelley went to Ignatius's office with the divorce papers she was served. She and Coretta, who is now working there, argued loudly, and Ignatius intervened and asked her to leave. At the Boston restaurant, Dinah told her she would have to accept whatever Ignatius has decided, but that time may heal the wounds. That night, Ignatius told her to leave the house. As we return, Dinah is on the phone with Shelley.
All right, Shelley. I'm going to talk to Ignatius and see what I could do for you. Yes. Bye. Father God, I don't know why these people always trying to get me involved in the business.
Is what, Dinah, my love?
It's Shelley.
Oh.
Ignatius putting she out going on.
Oh, no. I didn't expect Ignatius would do that.
Neither me. But you say you don't think that the living arrangement working anymore. The man don't start the proceedings for the divorce.
Wow. Well, I guess he's serious.
Shelley ain't taking it good, though. The girl desperate to save the marriage.
Look, people don't realize marriage is a lot of work, Dinah. You just got to do things to keep the flame alive.
Yeah, but what ending their marriage is the fact that she cheat.
Well, yes.
I don't know. Maybe Ignatius should give her another chance, though.
You think so?
Yeah, man. For a young woman, they're grieving over a big man, so it's some kind of love.
Well, you know what? I ain't want me and you end up like Ignatius and Shelley.
How we gonna end up like them? You got any nephews I don't know about?
I Dinah, my sugar plum, my Boston spice mango, my brog sapodilla. This is why I love you.
I think for cry we laughing.
You know, eh?
It's too much infidelity about this place, though. It's like people don't care anymore.
Well, it's just nature, you know.
Yeah, but some people just overdo it, man. They want every man and woman to see.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, Goldman, we done big already.
Yeah, but that don't mean we gonna allow the spice to die, Dino. I want we take a trip, man.
You mean the cruise?
Nah, not that yet. I was thinking we could start local. I got a good friend in the Rupununi, Mr. Eastman. Somebody called me from there the other day and said he ain't feeling too well.
Oh.
Yes, Alexander Eastmoon. Years ago, I met him with him.
Okay.
So I was thinking, me and you could take a trip down there, man. See the place, you know. Let me show you a part of Guyana you never see, my love.
How long it is take for you there?
Well, if you're flying from Ogle to Latham, it's 1 hour. But I think I could drive, you know, we could go by the road. Man, you see, when you get to the point when you start seeing them savannas, I'm telling you, you're going to fall in love there, you know.
But how long it is take for meat?
Well, dry weather is roughly like a 12 to 16 hour trip. In the rainy season, it could take a little more long.
All the time on the road?
Well, we got to make a couple stops on the way, you know, bathroom breaks to eat, you know, them kind of thing.
Maybe we should wait till late in the year.
Dinah, duh is the thing, girl. We can't keep delaying these things, man.
Yeah, but you know me and Unique got a restaurant and...
You could take a break and let Unique run things for a week. She is a capable young woman, you know.
Yes, but...
But you're just coming up with excuses. Life is short and we got to do these things while we can, my love. People dropping out of this earth like flies, but we still got life. Come on, Dino.
Give me a couple of days, let me think about it and plan.
Alright. We got a place to stay and sell and everything, you know. One of my partners own a ranch up there. I'm telling you, Dino, you're going to love it. And then a good day, we can go and see Alexander. You got to see how the indigenous people is living in Rupununi, girl.
Yes, I guess that would be nice.
But you can't just pick yourself up and run up in them villages just so you know. You got to know people like the Tusha or somebody. I can just call Alexander until he be coming.
All right, well, it look like something we could do.
Good.
Anyway, I'm going over here by the restaurant now.
All right, I can finish tidying up and then I can come over.
All right.
Dinah, did you pay and finish yet?
No, Ignatius. It got about another half hour.
All right. I'm going to pass back.
Hold on a minute now. I want to get a quick word with you.
Okay.
Sit down a little bit.
All right. At least we got a little bit of sun today.
With all the rain we get in, eh?
Yeah. So what's going on?
I want you to say that I'm minding your business, Ignatius.
Oh, come on, Dinah. We like family.
Right. It's about Shelly.
Oh, boy. No matter how much I try not to think or talk about that woman, like I can't run away from it.
Shelly very hurt, you know, Ignatius.
Well, this life is about karma, ain't it? The hurt you cause the people does come back to you. No, sir?
Look, I understand your hurt too, Ignatius.
You can't imagine, Dino.
But you sure there's no way that you could fix it?
No, Dino. I tried. But I can't get the image of Shelly and my nephew together out my head. Every time I look at her, I see him too.
Wow.
I am moving ahead with the divorce. I'm a big man now, Dinah. I don't need this kind of stress in my senior years. It's me fault for thinking I could be everything a young woman like Shelly wants.
Well...
At this point in my life, all I want is peace.
I understand that, Ignatius.
I am not going to look for a new wife or a new woman. Just me alone. Continue to build so my son and the generations to come would never have to worry about anything.
Okay.
I thought Shelly would be by my side till I'm ready to leave this earth. I believed in her. I loved her. You know, at some point, I think to myself, Ignatius, this is a young woman. And you shouldn't be surprised if she step out on you.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, Dino. I know at a certain point, maybe I would not be able to give her everything she wanted.
Right.
But she was my companion. And as long as she continued to respect and love me, I was prepared to live with that. But it's me nephew, Dinah. My own nephew. I can never get past that.
Look, Ignatius. I see people go through worse than that and they come back together.
I ain't thirsty for punishment. If Shelly could have an affair with my nephew, she would do it with anybody in my family. Even my son. And I can't live with her still being my wife knowing that.
Well, maybe in the end, it's best y'all go y'all separate ways. Because both of you seem like y'all need space to heal.
Yep.
But I can tell you, if there is still a small part of you that still loves Shelly, maybe y'all could...
I still love her, Dinah. That ain't gonna change. But sometimes when you love something, it's best to let it go. Not so?
Right.
It is finished. Shelly and Ignatius are over. Time for us to both move on with our lives.
Ah,
Coleman. This was the best thing y'all could have ever done at Boston Restaurant.
Yes, mortal, a lot of people like it.
And this nice breeze makes it all the better.
Indeed, mortal.
So you're taking Lady Dinah all the way to Rupununi?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I would love to come, Gulman. But if I had a nose, I can't travel that long.
You could always fly, you know, Mother Mortal.
Nah, it's okay. That sounds like a romantic getaway for you and the missus.
How you know so well, eh? Mortal, I love the woman with all my heart.
Well, anybody could see that. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh?
I think I want to try and look for Catalina's father.
Really?
Yeah. I am not pleased with the life Catalina is living, and I think maybe taking on this project of finding her father might change things.
You want to do this because you think it will do Catalina good, or you just want her to leave Morris?
Both.
Okay.
Anyway, for now I'm just thinking about it, but I hope I can find him for her.
Well, yeah, that sounds nice. But any man who has a child and never show interest, well, I don't know.
But that's the thing. I don't even know if Catalina's mother ever told whoever it was.
Oh?
Sister Myrtle, you out there?
Oh, yes, Dinah, dear.
It's nice to see you.
You too. I heard you will be going to the Rupununi soon.
Oh, Gorma, you don't start telling people this thing.
Oh, you mean? Happy to be taking a trip with my special lady.
Oh, you will love it, Dinah. Years ago, I went to let him.
Well, girl, we can see.
Dinah, I want to ask your opinion about something.
Look, I'm going to excuse myself, ladies. I got to go to Republic Bank ATM to withdraw some money.
It's not only day before yesterday you take out money.
Yeah, I just need, you know, a little thing more today.
You went and buy Lotto, na?
You know, it's so good. I'll catch you later.
Anyway, mortal, what is it, girl?
When you learned that June was your biological daughter, you would say it made your life better?
Oh, yes, of course. Despite all the challenges in the beginning, just knowing she was alive and well kept me going.
So you think it's a positive thing when people find long-lost relatives?
At least for me it was. And I think everybody just got the desire inside to know the people.
Yeah.
Well, what are you asking though?
I think I want to look for Catalina's father.
Oh.
I think maybe it will help her with the healing she needs. So far, she's been trying to find it in the arms of men.
Yeah, she and Maurice been in the restaurant yesterday.
Oh, Dinah. It pains my heart to know that Catalina has entangled herself with that man.
Well, sometimes, Maudley, you just got to let these young people learn for themselves, you know.
Yeah, but I can't sit silently when I know Catalina's in danger.
I understand, but you still don't want to push her away.
I will do everything in my power to protect Catalina. Maybe she can't see the danger she's in, but I see it. And I hope when she realizes, it won't be too late.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
The killing of another woman.
Girl, you opened some blues for the girl this morning.
Again?
You take away your phone, she can't go up on the road without tea. Your family can't come over. You don't get your 1 cent now like you beating shit for tea, breakfast, and dinner.
And what you do?
Me? I don't get involved in man and woman's story.
But you don't get involved when she make the headlines though. Don't say if I the only.
What you want I do? You don't ban me.
You're your friend, you got a responsibility.
Wait, you want me confronting?
No, I want you to play your part to stop the violence safely.
Save violence against women no more. Report. Get help. Call 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative.
Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and lives.